One of the most successful parts of the peanut industry has been research. Recently, the industry held the International Peanut Genome Meeting, and this was to bring together 9 different countries working on peanut genomics. The meeting helped set the strategy plan for genomic research for the next 5 years. Hundreds of more markers are being announced from various USDA and ARS programs, but Tifton, Georgia, is charged with collecting all in one master list for finding out solutions to problems. Early December, the foundation met in Washington to review the success of their 2014 projects. They said 19 researchers reported markers are along the genes on the chromosome they're trying to isolate so they can breed new varieties to save money for farmers. The markers are such things as early and late leaf spot, tomato spotted wilt virus, the white mold, sclerotinia, seed size, and yield. All of these have already been identified. And while none of these are all in the gene markers right now, more are in the pipeline. The foundation says they'll be working on segregating the desired traits in the new varieties of peanuts in the future. The new chairman of the National Peanut Foundation is Victor Nwosu of Mars, also vice chairman Alan Ayers of the Bayer Crop Science, treasurer is William Pierce of Golden Peanut and Tree Nut, and past chairman Dan Ward of the North Carolina Peanut Producers Association. Named to that board is Alan Ayers of Bayer Crop Science, Joe Botterford of the Georgia Peanut Commission, Jim Elder of J.M. Smucker's & Company, and Jamie Flaherty of Kraft Foods. The board says this year they'll have $1.2 million to fund new projects in 2015 under the Peanut Foundation. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.